We know how bad it's been for the New York Yankees, but has a 21-year-old stepped up to save their season? We'll discuss their recent three-game set with the Toronto Blue Jays and more on this episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. It hasn't been ideal for the Yankees. Let's face it, we've been talking about the struggles recently, but there is some room for hope at the end of the Toronto Blue Jays series. A lot of the series was ugly. A lot of the series didn't go the way the Yankees planned. However, the Bronx Bombers had a game on Wednesday night that may have changed the narrative of the season. We'll have to wait it out. We're going to talk about it more throughout the podcast, but it's possible that a 21-year-old by the name of Davey Garcia has stepped up to help save the Bronx Bombers season. Before we get into it, reminder, follow us on Twitter at PinstripeTalkND, my personal account at Nick_Delahanty. You can also find us on Facebook by searching up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Our podcast available on all podcasting platforms. Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate, and review the show on there. We're also available on Google Play Music, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, you name it, the show is there available for you. While you're at it, check out our website, DelahantyMedia.com, for all the latest news and updates regarding the Delahanty Media brand. You can find our show, the Let's Debate podcast, all of it and more right on our website. But with that being said, and of course we hope you buy some gear while you're on our site, we're going to jump right into the thick of things here. And the Yankees, as you know, made the short trip to Buffalo to take on the Blue Jays for the first time in 2020. And remember, Toronto did not allow them to play within the country due to the COVID-19 virus and all the traveling and whatnot. But the Blue Jays have found an alternative. They are playing their home games in Buffalo for this season. And before the series even started, you have to give credit to this Blue Jays team. They're right in the thick of things. Who would have thought that they would be a playoff contender? If anything, I thought that they would be battling for a wild card spot, but they are right in the thick of things in the AL East, currently in second place in the division. It looks like they have a very good chance of making the postseason this year. But let's head into game one. And we knew this was a big series for the Bronx Bombers. We knew they were going to have to come out and play some of their best baseball in order to win the series. We head into the top of the first. Yankees get on the board right away. Luke Voit and Aaron Hicks go back-to-back, giving the Yankees a 2-0 lead and off of Hyunjin Ryu. You're thinking, man, here we go. This is going to be a good night for the Bronx Bombers. However, Jordan Montgomery, for the second straight start or third straight start, we lost track of how many bad starts he's had. He didn't really have it. Bottom half of the first, he lets up a double to Tellez. The Blue Jays cut the lead in half. Didn't take long for them to tie the game. They tied up in the bottom half of the second inning. Yankees respond in the top half of the fourth. Miguel Andujar, Miggy is back on the board. He hit a towering home run to center field. Yankees go up 3-2. They tack on two more runs in the top half of the fifth on a Clint Frazier RBI double. Another run comes with a bases loaded walk in the top half of the sixth inning to give the Yankees a 6-2 lead. Now, the bottom half of the inning is where the wheels come off the bus. Yankees go up 6-2. They are in a great predicament. And all of a sudden, the sixth inning happens. The Yankees cannot get out of the inning. Holder gets out of an inning and two-thirds of work. Does a really nice job in relief of Montgomery, who was taken out in the fourth. The Yankees turn the ball over to Chad Green, who did not have it. After Holder was so solid, it was disappointing to see Green have such a rough outing. He only recorded one out. Allowed three runs on one hit, walked a couple of batters. He was really struggling. It was really a question as to why Aaron Boone was leaving him out there so long. You go to Adam Ottavino. Ottavino gets lit up, six runs over four hits. He walks two guys. You see him squint, and they said he was having trouble seeing the signs. And then they go to Luis Sessa. So in total, it took the Yankees three relievers, 67 pitches, 43 minutes to get out of the inning. The Blue Jays scored 10 runs, and I'm not giving an understatement, 10 runs in the inning. It was embarrassing. One of the worst innings I've ever seen in my entire life. hit after hit after hit after hit and walks, capped off by a Jansen Grand Slam. When it rains, it pours. The Yankees waste another lead where you have a predicament that you're excited about. You have the main guys in your bullpen ready to close the game out. You're thinking Green. You're thinking to Ottavino. You're thinking then to Britton and then to Chapman. But no, Green and Ottavino, we're not having it. A rough way to lose for the Yankees. The Yankees tack on another run in the top half of the ninth, but lose the ball game 12-7. Some notables in this one, Voit had two hits. Frazier had another two-hit contest. A couple of guys had one hit apiece, but that was all she wrote. That sixth inning was really the killer. Yankees couldn't find an out. They couldn't buy an out. And it's disappointing, like I said, when you have your guys like Green and Ottavino, you're expecting them to pitch better. Ottavino's ERA is 7.82. Can you imagine that? Who would have expected that number from Adam Ottavino? Nobody would have expected that number. It's amazing. This is the guy that said that he would strike out Babe Ruth every time. He couldn't even get a Blue Jay out. How unbelievable is that? And it's another frustrating loss for the Yankees. But again, like we say all the time, when it rains, it freaking pours. And it poured on this given day. I guess if you're playing the Aaron Boone game and you're always looking for a positive, you're looking at Clark Schmidt, pitched a really nice inning in relief to close out the Yankees' final inning in the field. He walked two, but he ended up striking out two. You know, he looked good. I want to see Schmidt in the rotation. Like, let's go already. Why is Montgomery still taking up a rotation spot? You know, he's been pitching terrible. Let's give him an opportunity. And we're going to get into Garcia in a little bit, and that kind of ties along with that. So I'll hold my thoughts off until we get to that point. But the Yankees lose that first game, and it was disappointing, especially when you get a lead. You never want to relish it. It's one of those situations that it just got frustrating, to be quite honest with you. You know, you had the lead. The Yankees offense did enough at the time. Just wasn't enough to get a win in this ball game. Now, we go to game two. And the Yankees go to the man that we all wanted to see finish off the skid. And that's Jay Happ, of course. But I have to give him credit. Even though he had a bad start last time out, Jay Happ pitched rather well. He went into the seventh inning, allowed just two runs, struck out 10 Blue Jays. That was pretty impressive to me. When Happ gives you that kind of start, you have to win the game. And unfortunately, the Yankees offense did nothing. Taijuan Walker was the starter for the Blue Jays, recently acquired as a MLB trade deadline acquisition. He only goes four innings. He threw 88 pitches, walked five Yankees. If you told me, without looking at the numbers, he walked five Yankees in four innings, I'm thinking he let up three or four runs at least. Wrong. No runs against them. Yankees only added one run in the ballgame. That run came in the fifth inning, and that was all she wrote. That run came on a sac fly from Tauchman, in case you were wondering. Yankees go on to lose this one, 2-1. When it rains, it continues to pour, but the Yankees pitching staff did the job. Michael King came in relief for Happ. He finished off the seventh inning. They turned it over to Britton. Britton pitched a clean eighth inning, but the Yankees could not muster up any other runs. Had five hits in the ballgame, but couldn't get anything going. And Duhar had two hits. He's starting to heat up, and we're going to talk about him as we continue on with this show. But now, you're the Yankees. You're carrying a rather frustrating losing streak of five games. You lost three or four to the Orioles, the last three of the series, and now the first two to the Blue Jays, and you're really questioning your playoff spot and where you stand in the division. It's not an easy time. We've talked about the injuries. We talked about the struggles. Brian Cashman even had a meeting with this Yankee team prior to the 2-1 loss and kind of said, you know what, guys, look, there's no help coming. You guys are it. Like, figure it out. Trying to get a little spark going. That didn't work. But in game three of the series, the Yankees turned to Davey Garcia for his third major league start. And through two starts, the kid's been impressive. You have to be really impressed with what he's done. He's really shown that he has the maturity and the confidence in himself to be a capable big league pitcher. And only 21 years old, he's a guy that the Yankees have a lot of high hopes for. You know, they would have traded him if they had any doubts. But he's still around. And they're giving him a chance, and he's really pitching his way into an everyday role on this team. And Garcia picks up his first big league win in what could possibly be the biggest start of the season for any Yankee starting pitcher. Garcia goes 7 innings, allows just 2 runs, strikes out 6 batters, actually struck out more than he allowed hits. He only allowed 5 hits in a ballgame. After Garcia's impressive start, the Yankees go to Britton for the hold and Chapman to close it out. He didn't get a save because it was a little bit of a blowout, but it all remains the same. The Yankees win the ballgame. They get back in the win column. Some impressive numbers. Torres is a homer in the 2nd inning, followed by a LeMahieu homer in the 3rd inning. The Yankees score a couple of more runs in the 5th on a Voit single and a Torres double. Torres actually had 4 ribbies in the game. Hopefully this is the start for him to get him back on track. And then Frazier hit a single in the 9th, and a Torres ground out scored Hicks to put the Yankees up 7-2 and put them up for good. So, again, I mentioned Torres, 2 hits, 4 RBIs. You had a couple of impressive at-bats from Frazier. He had 2 hits. I know he strikes out very often, but I like watching him on an everyday. Frazier's been a very, very good piece for this Yankee team, especially with all the injuries. And then you look at LeMahieu, 2 runs scored in the leadoff spot. He's hitting .355 on the year. In a year where averages aren't the Yankees' bright spot, DJ LeMahieu really sets the tone, and it really is a difference maker at the top of the Yankees lineup. So before we move on to some other things, I want to talk a little bit more in depth about Garcia. And the way I see Garcia is, we all know how young this Yankees team is, how they have a lot of youth and a lot of guys who are still trying to break free in the major leagues. You know, Torres is 23 years old. They're not an aging team. They're not a veteran team if you look at it from that perspective. Yeah, they have their guys like Gardner and, you know, Gerrit Cole's in his 30s that you have up there. But the majority of their core is in their mid to late 20s. Garcia comes in, and I feel like he just has a fire about him that he doesn't show it on the mound because he's very composed. And you see he gets excited and he's pumped up when his guys make a good play or whatnot. But I just feel like Davey Garcia has turned into a guy that is just trying to prove he belongs. I feel like that was lost in this shuffle. I think so many people, and including myself, because I'll take some blame for it too, were so content with this Yankees team. You know, they're expected to make the playoffs. They're expected to win the division. They're expected to win the World Series. Why? Because they're the New York freaking Yankees. That's what they think. They don't realize that just because they're the New York Yankees, teams aren't going to just bow down to them and give them wins, regardless of who's on the field. And I think that they got stale. I think that they felt that the playoffs benefited them, and there was no motivation or drive. But then you have this 21-year-old kid who has been waiting for his turn and has been working to get his chance, and now he's getting that opportunity, and he's seizing the moment. He's telling ownership, and he's telling Aaron Boone, look, you got these guys in the rotation I'm better than. Put me in, give me a start every 5th day, and let's go. And I'm going to do what I can to help this team win. And every one of his starts, he put the Yankees in a good spot to possibly win the ballgame. And unfortunately, it took him 3 starts to get a win because the Yankees have kind of let him down. But he is proving a valid and a accurate point. 2020 is a different year than we're used to. 2020 is not your typical season where, you know, you might hold off on bringing up a prospect or you might let them develop because there's a minor league system. A year at the alternate site is not helping anybody. A year of no development is not helping these players. But getting big league experience is sure helping Davey Garcia, and he's sure showing that, until otherwise proven, he belongs right now. He belongs to get the ball every 5th day. No more alternate site for Davey Garcia. Let the kid roll. And to kind of echo that sentiment, when are they going to give Clark Schmidt a start? You mean to tell me that Montgomery, the way he's pitching, is better than a Clark Schmidt, or that it's not worth to give Clark Schmidt an opportunity? Or Jay Happ, the Mr. Inconsistent? Getting a good quality start out of him is like a miracle at this rate. He's had some good ones recently, but he's been relatively bad. You mean to tell me the innings wouldn't be better off suited to see what Schmidt's got? And let's face it, at the end of the year, when all is set in stone, you might need these guys to be fixtures in your rotation next year. Why not now? You're at rock bottom. Nothing's changing. You are right now in a predicament where you might not even make the playoffs. If you would have told me this a couple of months ago when we were planning for these shows and we were planning for the season, I would have laughed in your face and I would have said, what reality are you in? The Yankees are making the playoffs. They're not even going to be challenged if they stay healthy. Or even if they don't stay healthy, I thought they had enough. But times change, circumstances come about. But I want to see the youth movement in action. You don't want to start Schmidt? Start Michael King. Give one of them a start. What, are you going to waste him in the bullpen and keep putting him in situations that aren't fit to what they've been groomed their entire professional career? Let them roll. Davey's proven it. Davey's saying, look, I'm a big league starter right now. You wanna give me the starts? I'm going to prove to you I belong, and I get another one, and another one, and another one. I see so much Pedro Martinez in this kid, it's not even funny. Just the demeanor. The arsenal, obviously, is different. You know, you have the Adam Wainwright curveball and a pretty decent fastball. But you watch the composure, you watch the confidence, you watch the way he's on the mound, and he doesn't shy away from anybody. I like that. That's gritty. I love that. That fires me up. Every time he touches the ball, I watch. I love watching it. And yeah, it's early to make that determination if he's going to be a big league full-time starter on this team. But the early indication is he's got a rotation spot and he's doing everything in his power to keep it. So until proven otherwise, keep giving him the ball every fifth day and find a way to give Schmidt the ball every fifth day. Time's a wasting. You want to make the playoffs? You want to make a postseason run? Let's make the change now. Figure it out. Get these guys going. Maybe that's the wake-up call we need. Maybe the youth movement among the starting pitching is what we need. Remember a couple of years ago when Aaron Judge came up and Gary Sanchez came up and it was a whole different feel? Well, what if, and just bear with me now, I know it's a whole different year. What if this is the Yankees pitching movement that they've been waiting so desperately for years? What if Garcia and Schmidt and King could come in and really give this team a boost that they're looking for? You won't know until you try it out. There's a lot to think about. There's a lot to discuss about it. But the early indication, I want to see more of these guys. Hap's not going to be here next year. Paxton's not going to be here next year. Tanaka may not be here next year. But they are going to need somebody to fill the void. And let's see if these guys can do it and can be counted on next season and beyond. Some other notables, I want to shout out Miggy Andujar. He's been fantastic as of late. They've been DHing him. He's been really hitting the cover off the ball. I say keep DHing him until he proves otherwise. Maybe the defensive struggles are what's making him struggle offensively. You know, do we ever think of that? That might be an issue where, you know, the defense is more important than the offense, and he's got to figure it out. But maybe a DH role is what we need from him. Obviously, long-term, it doesn't work with Stanton if he ever decides to come back. But got to give credit where credit's due, and Duhar's been great. Gleyber Torres, like I mentioned, had that big day in the final game of the series. I want to see Gleyber get back to being Gleyber good. It felt so good to yell out, Gleyber good, when he hit a home run. It really did. I missed that. Those are the type of things that I thought we were going to get this year that we just simply haven't so far. And you know what? Things happen. It's been a struggle, and we've talked about it a lot. But the time's ticking. The Yankees got to make a move now. And by make a move, I mean they have to start playing better baseball, because the season ended today. They're just barely in the playoffs. Right now, they're sitting in the seventh spot in the American League. If you're looking at the standings, you have Tampa, Oakland, Chicago, Cleveland, Minnesota, Toronto, then the Yankees, then Houston. Baltimore is only a game behind the Astros and a game behind the Yankees. And who do the Yankees play starting on Thursday night? The Orioles. It's a big series. Let's take a look at that series, shall we? Thursday night's contest in the Bronx, 7:05 start. Yankees get another crack at Atkin. Gerrit Cole takes the bump for the Yankees. Hopefully the home run ball doesn't cause him any issues. Tanaka gets the ball on Friday night. The sun will come out. Tanaka. I don't do it justice like John Sterling does, but, you know, I love Masahiro Tanaka. I can't wait to see him on the bump. Then Saturday, you have an afternoon contest. Jordan Montgomery is scheduled to start. Oh, boy, Jordan, get back on track. If not, we need to have a quick hook on him. I can't see the Yankees having much leeway, especially where they are in postseason consideration. And game four of the series on Sunday, the Yankees will play an afternoon game. It will be John Means against Jay Happ, who's coming off a great start, so I expect him to throw up another dud. And then the Yankees will have an off day on Monday. What I'm looking for this series, I'm looking for the Yankees to come out with a fire. Like, I haven't seen that fire yet in a very long time, and I'm sure you guys haven't seen it either. I want to see that spark. I want to see this team come out and say, look, we're not happy with how things have gone. We want things to change. We want to make a run at the postseason. We think we're good enough to compete in the American League and beyond. But we have to prove it. The Yankees need to make a statement. It's about time. There's only a couple of weeks left in the regular season. It starts now. Colin Tanaka are on the mound. You got to feel confident in them. They got to step up. They got to get the job done. And then you hope you get something from Montgomery and Happ to follow. It's just a time where it's getting close to panic mode, to be quite honest with you. Because if they lose this series, they're going to be in a very tough spot. Take three or four. Tell Baltimore, look, you had a great run. It's over now. We're going to the postseason. We're going to get healthy in time, and we're going to make some noise. Prove it. Let's see what you got, Aaron Boone. This series is a big one for you. Get your team going. Get your team fired up. Get your team motivated. Do what it takes to bring home a series win. All eyes are on you, pal, because this team falls out of the playoff race and you guys go home as the most well-rested team that's not in the postseason, you'll be looking for another managerial job come this winter, because I'm sure that the New York Yankees will be looking elsewhere if they're not in the postseason after such high expectations going into the year. I don't care it's a short year. I don't care that the situations have arisen. I don't care about the injuries. Overcome them. It's about time. Figure it out. And it starts on Thursday night against the Orioles. Let's get it. That's going to wrap it up for today's show. As always, it's been a pleasure. My name is Nick Delahanty. I'm the host of Pinstripe Talk Podcast. You can find our show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, whatever platform you use. Please subscribe, rate, and review our show on there. You can also find us on Twitter at PinstripeTalkND. My personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Search us up on Facebook by looking up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Like I mentioned, we're powered by Delahanty Media. Go to our website, DelahantyMedia.com. Our store is up there. Our shows are all up there. Make sure you check them out. Also, Thursday night, special NFL kickoff edition of the Let's Debate podcast starring myself and my co-host, Kyle Delahanty. We talk about everything in regards to the upcoming NFL season. Might rip the Jets a little bit, might discuss the Giants a lot, but make sure you tune in and hear what we have to say about your favorite team. But with that being said, expect a new show this weekend. After the series wraps up on a Sunday, we will bring you some new content, whether it's Sunday night or Monday early in the day. We will let you know as soon as we have full details as to when our show will be released. But until then, Yankee fans, wear your pinstripes from home. Rock with this team this weekend. Let's get fired up. Let's see what this team has in store. Let's see if they can get themselves back into being relevant. And let's see if they can change our minds about them being not pretenders, but back to being serious contenders this year. Only time will tell. But let's go, Yankees. Until next time, I'm Nick Delahanty. This has been the Pinstripe Talk Podcast, powered by Delahanty Media. We will catch you all very soon. Take care, and as always, let's go, Yanks.